Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles singer-songwriter Delaney Gibson and her brilliant CD, Hurricanes and Forget-Me-Nots. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. 2 years ago, I became acquainted with a lovely singer-songwriter by the name of Delaney Gibson, who had just released her spellbinding debut CD, The Worst Kind of Way. On that debut CD, Gibson boasted immense musicality, razor-sharp lyrics, and a wit that ain't common for an artist her age. Towards the end of last year, she released the album Hurricanes and Forget-Me-Nots, and the girl's artistry is still very much intact. I had a chance to speak with Delaney with regard to her latest album, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From her CD Hurricanes and Forget-Me-Nots, here is Delaney Gibson with La-Di-Da.
La, la-di-da, la-di-da-da.
You got me singing.
Everybody's looking for somebody, we're fighting for me. I need a little more than constant complications. You look like a casualty, but baby, that's okay with me. I've always been attracted to natural disasters. What, where, and why? You never know if you don't try. Looking for a change, a temporary landing. Lower down your arms for me. It may not be a victory, at least it's something I can see. A little bit of contact. Who, what, where, and why? You never know if you don't try.
From her latest CD, Hurricanes and Forget-Me-Nots, that was Delaney Gibson with La-Di-Da. Visit Delaney at her official website, www.delaneygibson.com. I had a chance to speak with Delaney about her latest release and her life in music. Here's how it went. Well, Hurricanes and Forget-Me-Nots, it's been out for a year, maybe a little over a year now. And
Less than a year? November, it'll be a year.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, and since it's been out, have there been any reactions to it that have surprised you?
Well, I mean, I don't know if surprise is the right word, but I was happy that so far I've gotten some fantastic responses. I've already sold out of my CDs, and it's been less than a year that I ordered, so I had to do another reorder, and that was fantastic. I was really happy about that, and iTunes sales have been going good. It's been received really, really well, and I'm really happy about it because it's my favorite work of art that I've done so far.
You've only had two albums, but yes. You know, so what do you think is different from the previous album?
I think for me it was just more well thought out. I mean, the songs I recorded I wrote really quickly, and we recorded the album really quickly, about 2 weeks. So as opposed to 2 years with the last one, I think this one it was really like, had a plan going in. I knew exactly what I wanted to sound like. We just went in and did it, and then that was it. So it really kind of captured a moment in time rather than, you know, spending 2 years trying to nitpick and all that stuff and rewrites, and it was done before we even went in the studio. So it was a lot easier, and I think because of that it was more cohesive, I think.
And was there a change in the production team that you worked with from the first album as well, or...?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, the last album was really disjointed. I mean, I think it turned out really well, but, you know, it started in one studio, went to another one, ended up at Brethren Studios in Ojai. This time we just started at Brethren, did the whole thing there in 2 weeks, and had different producers, two guys that are actually in a band called Army of Freshmen, friends of mine from Ventura, and, yeah, we spent about 6 months doing pre-production and then, you know, having them, you know, figure out the arrangements and who we were going to get to play on it and all that stuff. So, yeah, it was definitely a different team, but kind of the tail end of the last CD, people that I worked with, I went with this on the first time on this CD.
I see. And I remember when I first talked to you about it, about this particular CD, in a much earlier interview, I remember you telling me that this album was sort of conceived out of a dark time. Want to talk about that a little more?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where the title comes from, Hurricanes and Forget-Me-Nots. It's like, it was definitely a very whirlwind type of my life, time in my life. You know, at the end of a really, you know, kind of long-term relationship and not really knowing where I was going to live and, you know, trying to still make it in this music industry and make sure that above anything else, I didn't, like, let life get in the way of my my music. And then the whole forget-me-nots thing is kind of like, you know, it's the ill-fated tragic love flower thing. And, you know, pretty much the whole CD was about, you know, unrequited love and just not working out at all. And I don't know, just not a very good time, but I think the songs they're not depressing. You know, I think I'm more hopeful, I think, than anything, so...
Hopeful and quirky, I think.
Yeah,
you've definitely got that, you know, which I love. I mean, that was what made me a fan of your first album and made me a fan of this one.
Cool.
Yeah. So talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Well, I was in kindergarten, and the school was doing a school musical of Noah's Ark, and I happened to be kind of the only one in class that could remember the lyrics. There was one song in particular that was really long in the show, and I had a really good memory, and so the teacher said, we'll give this song to you, and I was Noah's conscience, and I sang a song called Don't Put Off Until Tomorrow What You Can Do Today. And I ended up just absolutely loving it, and, you know, actually kind of was surprised that I could stay on pitch, and, you know, for 5 years old, and kind of went from there. I never really stopped singing every little talent show thing since I was 5 years old. I just did, and started taking lessons classically and opera when I was 9, vocally, and just kind of went from there. But I've really done nothing else but music.
That's true. I mean, even before you became a solo performer, you know, I mean, you shared the stage with some pretty big people.
Yeah, I was really fortunate in college that I got to sing backup for Barbara Streisand, Barry Manilow, and then I did a show in San Diego where I kind of opened for Andrea Bocelli, at a fundraiser, and let's see who else. I don't know, it's like, unless I have, like, the resume in front of me, I forget. but it's been really cool, and the singer-songwriters that I've been able to work with, too, you know, opening and playing shows with them, I've been very, very lucky in my little life that I have.
And talk about, and of all the people you've worked with, who stands out the most? Or shared a stage with, I mean.
In what way? And being a total pain, or being...
I don't know. I don't want to be negative. I'm not. I don't want to be negative. I don't want to spread hate. So a good experience.
I think one of the, like, I don't know if it was good, but one of the kind of coolest, like, most unique experiences I had was I was in a songwriting competition in LA. Gosh, I don't even remember what year it was. 2000, gosh, a long time ago. And Eric Hutchinson, who's now, like, you know, famous singer-songwriter, was in the competition with me, and I actually beat him. So, like, and I didn't know, you know, he was a really, really nice guy, really, really nice guy, but looking back, I'm going, like, okay, well, I wish I would have ended up with the career he has rather than winning the competition, but looking back, it was kind of like, you know, it's kind of cool. It's like, okay, well... Kind of going down the right path, hopefully. But yeah, that was a fun thing to, like, I kind of realized, like, years later when he was all famous, it's like, oh, yeah, I beat that guy in a competition. That was cool. But he was super nice, so it was neat.
Visit Delaney at her official website, www.delaneygibson.com. From her CD, Hurricanes and Forget-Me-Nots, here is Delaney Gibson once again with Kill Me Now.
So kill me now, kill me now, kill me now. Every note that I play is a dream that I wish would come true. Every word that I write is a word that I picked out just for you. But you don't wanna hear what I have to say. No, you don't wanna hear what I have to say. So it doesn't really matter anyway. Something more clever. I wrote you a beautiful song. You said the chords didn't belong, and my verses needed some structure. I think it just means the world stopped spinning in that moment that my eyes first saw your face, and the particles of dust stood motionless, frozen in time and space. And I'm waiting for your rook to take my bishop, just waiting for your rook to take my bishop, 'cause I would gladly surrender, give up, up, up to you. Lover. I wrote you a beautiful song. You said the chords didn't belong, and my verses needed some structure. I think it just means, I think it just I wrote you a pure love her. I think it just means you love her.
And songwriting, it just sounds like it comes so naturally to you, being so young and being so, you know, verbose and so musical. I mean, when did songwriting begin? Early or...
You know, I remember writing kind of songs in my head always when I was a kid, but, you know, sitting down to write a song on, like, guitar or piano or whatever instrument, maybe when I was around 12 years old, it was really just more a way for me to, like, get my feelings out and, you know, make that part of my creative day, and I don't know, it's always been, like, such a passion. I absolutely love just the time that it takes to, like, sit down and write a song, and... There's nothing else in the world. It's so many different things. It's beautiful. It's sad. It's funny. I don't know. It's just a time you get to completely like express who you are. And I don't know. I don't know if it comes easy, but I really enjoy doing it.
With that being said, how do you go about it?
It's always different. Sometimes I'll dream a song and then I'll wake up and perform it, or I'll have lyrics, and then I'll write music, or I'll have music, and then I'll write lyrics. It's honestly, it's always, always different, because I'm so inspired by different things that the music comes about in so many different ways. Like, I can hear something, or hear a conversation, or have a conversation, or have a dream. I mean, it's always different, so that's kind of cool, so I don't get bored.
From the album, what songs resonate for you the most personally, and why?
Well, they all were definitely 100% from personal experience, but I'd say maybe Kill Me Now and Careful, I think, are the two that are, you know, really personal that I still, to this day, when I perform them, kind of like, those feelings don't really go away. They always get brought back up. But yeah, I think those are the two songs that I kind of, I really relate to still, to this day.
And talk about touring. You said you've been doing some touring this year.
Yeah, just playing everywhere I can. I've been trying to play 3 to 4 shows a week, and I'm based out of Ventura, so I play a lot of shows here and travel down to LA and up to Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo and Paso Robles. But lots of different shows. Played a couple shows in Ireland, which was really fun.
Wow.
And I'm actually just started doing some publicity in Europe, so I'm hoping that that's going to go well, and they receive it well over there, and they like the album, and fingers crossed that I get to tour there soon.
And talk about live audience reaction. How has it been?
You know, it's been really good. It's been definitely different than the last record that I put out. I think, I've been able to kind of like hone my performing skills just by playing so many shows. And it's really good because I just try to have fun, and I try to like be as funny as I can, because some of the songs are a little serious, so I don't want the show to be completely just sad and everything. But people've really just kind of taken it in and really accepted it, and I've gotten so much feedback from people that are just like, this song, like these songs absolutely like hit me, and like, you know, they spoke to me, and so it's really been positive. Like I can't express how happy I am about how the songs and how the album's been received by people, and people will go home and listen to it, and they kind of, the good thing is that I think the album did what I wanted it to do. It's like, after the show, they bought the CD, they went home and listened to it, and they liked the recordings, and that's always a good thing. You never want to hear people say, like, oh, I like you better live, or the album sounded like you like, you know, that kind of thing, or the opposite. You never want people to be like, oh, sounds terrible live, you know. It's always good if both are really good. You're like, oh, we like the live show, we like the record, we like her. So that's the goal, I think, for me.
I want all my listeners to know this story. I mean, I've told you this story before. I remember when, you know, when I first got your first CD in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the day I got it, we had a fire, and
this was when I lived
in California. So, and I just remember all this smoke being in the air, and me packing my bags thinking we were going to get evacuated, yet I had this CD playing, and I'm playing the song, The Worst Kind of Way, the title song of the first one, so it was, I'll always remember that, and whenever I hear that song, I always think fire, I can always smell fire, so thanks for the memory.
It's a good thing or a a bad thing, but I'm glad it stuck with me. I'm glad you were okay in the fire.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I because I used to do my radio show at a station just up in Anaheim, and I still went to the station and played it for my co-host, and my co-host went crazy, and she loved it. I mean, meaning crazy as in she loved it.
Yeah.
But, of course, she was worried about her house, too, so.
Of course, everybody's like, fire, oh, I like the song.
But I just wanted to share that with you again and share that with my listeners out there.
I remember that. I remember hearing that.
With that being said, what would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this current CD?
I think the biggest thing would be if they're having any sort of, like, issue in their life or, you know, dilemma or problem, that they have some sort of, like, hope that no matter what, that it's so important to have all those bad things, because it makes you really appreciate the beautiful things in life. Because I think that's how it was for me when I was making the record. It was like, oh, this is kind of the worst time I've ever experienced in my life, the hardest time. But because of that, I had to be really strong, and I hope that the strength comes through, and I hope people get that and, you know, kind of listen to it and go, okay, I can do that too. It's not a big deal. I can survive my life.
What do you think is next for you musically?
Gosh, I've already written enough songs to make a new record. I've been
great.
Doing it a lot. So I'm debating whether I want to do an EP or a record, but I think definitely it's been more upbeat and more kind of, you know, still quirky, still funny, but I think just keep recording these songs, and I think it just gets more powerful, and there's more strength in the songs the more that I write. And I don't know. I hope touring. I hope I can just do this for the rest of my life and make a living at it. You know, fame is great, but it's not my goal. I just want to be able to do it and get people to come to shows. And wherever I'm at, if I can just have some people at the shows, I will be happy. And hope they buy CDs.
Visit Delaney at her official website, www.delaneygibson.com. From her 2008 debut CD, here is Delaney Gibson with the title track of that album, The Worst Kind of Way. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Delaney Gibson for her time and her music. Visit Delaney at her official website, www.delaneygibson.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.